You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. It's been nearly 1 month since Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico. WNYC's Anne Marie Fertoli has been following a Brooklyn woman, Karen Caraballo, who's caring for her Puerto Rican nephews here in New York as her family on the island works to rebuild their lives.
Late last month, Karen Caraballo bought a plane ticket, packed her suitcases with supplies, and boarded a plane for Puerto Rico. After spending 5 days on the island, she came home to her husband, Mark, and their 4-year-old son, Lucas.
You gotta wait for her to come to you.
Her nephews, who live in Toa Alta on the northern coast of the island, are following close behind.
This is my nephew, Pedrito. He's 14. And this is my nephew, Alejandro. He's 5.
Hi.
Hola.
It was a long day for Karen and her nephews. They'd been in transit for more than 10 hours before they landed back in New York. Caraballo's husband, Mark, who's originally from New Jersey, said he'd worried about his wife while she was away.
I honestly couldn't wait for her to get back. And I understand why she needed to go down, and I'm heartbroken. It's my island, too, and they've adopted me.
The boys, who are cousins, were excited to see each other again, too. And while everyone was happy to be in New York, Caraballo said she had mixed feelings about leaving the rest of her family in Puerto Rico amid devastation on the island.
I'm conflicted, too. And I'm sad that my mother and my sister and brother are still in Puerto Rico going through what they're going through. I think I can help them more from here.
Less than a week later, I meet Caraballo, her son, and her nephews in a park near her home in Bay Ridge. The boys are running and playing together on the playground. For the past few days, they've been enjoying spending time together, watching movies and playing board games. But Puerto Rico isn't far from their minds. Her 5-year-old nephew Alejandro has been talking about it.
He says, Titi, en Puerto Rico no hay agua, no hay luz, no hay nada. So it's, Titi, in Puerto Rico, there's no water, there's no electricity, there's nothing. And he's been repeating that sentence since we got to New York.
Caraballo, a child psychologist, thinks Alejandro's working through the anxiety and trauma of his experience during Maria. She's been helping him talk through it. The most important thing for her, she says, is to make sure the boys feel safe. She recently made the tough decision to take the next month off from her practice.
One, I can't focus or concentrate. So I also want to enjoy this experience and be more emotionally available as I can, you know, for them.
Despite the distance between them, you can see the cousins are close. Caraballo's oldest nephew, Pedro, is 14. He doesn't speak English fluently, but he tells me with his aunt translating that he's comfortable here.
Con mi segunda mamá y con mi segunda papá.
Te amo. He feels safe because he's with his second mom and second dad.
Many Puerto Ricans are still without running water or electricity. And Caraballo says she doesn't want people to forget the island is still suffering. She calls the federal government's response disgraceful.
FEMA feels that they're doing the best that they can. The question here is that if the best that they can is enough. So it's not enough. It's not enough.
Caraballo does say she's encouraged by community groups helping people on the ground in Puerto Rico. The government is hoping to reopen many schools later this month to get kids back in the classroom. Caraballo has tickets for her nephews to return to Puerto Rico the first week of November, and she'll go with them. Anne Marie Fertoli, WNYC News.